All right, a couple of days ago, I told you about my trip over the weekend with my buddy John. We went to see the OU Ole Miss game in Oxford, Mississippi, and we flew in and out of Memphis. We stayed in Memphis Friday night, Saturday night. And as we were planning our trip, when we found out it was an 11 a.m. kick, he texted me and said, we might be able to work in Graceland. Would you want to do that? And I said, absolutely. I've never been. George and Gordon have been. I've heard stories about it. Recently, I've watched that Elvis movie, another Elvis documentary. We're always talking about Elvis on the show. He is arguably the biggest pop culture figure in the history of our country.
Yeah, that movie that you mentioned really revitalized the whole thing.
Yeah. So, yes, I was in. And as I told you Tuesday, fourth quarter, Ole Miss has got the game in hand. There's not really much reason for us to stay. And at about the six-minute mark of the fourth quarter, he turns to me and says, do you want to try to make Graceland? The last tour is at 4 o'clock. And he says this to me at about 2:30 or 2:40. And I thought, yeah, we experienced the Grove. We've done everything we can do here. Let's go. So we had that great parking spot. We walk quickly out to the car. And we make it to Memphis, and we pull into the Graceland parking lot at about 3:47, about 13 minutes to spare before the last tour.
Okay, should be all right.
My first impression, when we pulled into the parking lot, I thought, and he thought, he had been there, but he said it had been about 30 years. I thought Graceland was on the other side of the road, and I just pictured us pulling into a big parking lot in front of the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you park on the other side of the road where they have constructed this gigantic complex, museum, restaurants, ticket office.
Okay, that's new from when I went.
It's where the planes are parked. It's huge. And then I thought, well, oh, I don't know if we're going to have time because obviously we have to take a shuttle bus from here to get over there. So we walked quickly up to the ticket booth, said, is there a ticket left for the final tour? And they said, yep, give us two tickets. So they pick up the shuttle bus over there. There is nobody there. We're the only two people in this giant complex. And we get on the bus and we sit there and we wait. And he said, yeah, this is the last bus going over to the mansion. And two other people get on board with us. So there's four of us, and he drives us over to the mansion. And you pull up that driveway, and there it is, Graceland. And I don't know why, but over the years, you guys talking about it, for whatever reason, it stuck in my mind that you guys said it wasn't that great a house, and it was just kind of your regular 3-2.
What? It is smaller than you think it is.
And because you have said that, I found it much bigger than I thought it was going to be. I had been clouded by you guys downplaying it and saying it wasn't that great of a house. And as we pulled up, I told John, this is way bigger than Gordon and George have made it out to be.
We made it to a 3-2 spec home.
Yes. And the grounds are spectacular. It's built up on this hill, this big, what is it, probably 5 acres?
It's like 20, I want to say.
It's big.
Yeah.
13.8 acres. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the grounds are magnificent, and I'm here to tell you, I loved it.
I did too. I loved my visit there.
Loved it. Everything about it, I loved.
George is the one that makes fun of it.
I just, after about 30 minutes, my reaction was to start laughing. I just thought it was
comical.
But so, I'm glad you had a good experience.
He bought it. Elvis bought it in 1957 for $102,000. And the title or the bill of sale or something is displayed in one of the rooms, that hallway, the family hallway. And it was really cool to see all of that stuff, Elvis's wallet, all this little stuff. You get to that eventually.
Look at my wallet, man.
You first walk in, and you're there in the foyer, and you look to your left, and there is the dining room with the big chandelier and the blue drapes. And
very classy.
Then you look to your right, and there's the living room or the greeting room, and it's got sofas and all. And my first thought was, okay, this is not quite as gaudy as I thought. Those two rooms are fairly normal. And then you walk a little further back into the home, and there's the kitchen. And I loved the kitchen because it looked like every kitchen that we ever had or my friends ever had. Maybe ours weren't quite as nice as this. It's kind of big, but it is so 70s, 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
With the mustard yellow fridge and the dark carpeting and the dark wood paneling. I just thought it was such a cool vibe in there. Every room in there took me back to the 70s.
Yep.
And as we kept going upstairs and downstairs and looking at all these different rooms, you go downstairs and you see the media room with the mirrors on the wall and the ceiling and the three TVs in the wall.
He was ahead of his time there.
Yeah. And then you
three
see
TVs.
The game room with the pool table and the narrator is telling you, you know, get these headphones for the tour, telling you this is where Elvis and his buddies spent the most time playing pool, drinking beer, even though Elvis didn't really drink, but they all drank, and just having fun.
And take a few pills while y'all drink beer.
Yeah, and you guys have your beers, man. I just want some pills, man.
And then you go back upstairs to the jungle room, and I thought that was such a great room, and he recorded one or two of his
recorded
albums.
Recorded this song right here this in, song, the jungle
in the jungle room,
yeah.
And I thought, man, I could live in this house so easily. This house is great. It's multi-level, split level, like was really big in the 60s and 70s. They don't let you upstairs, so you can't see the bedroom or the bathroom where he
the
passed.
Place where he nosedived.
Yeah.
Bingo.
But I thought the house was great. It was much better than you guys had led me to believe.
I thought it was great, too. I thought the jungle room was pretty magical looking. It is gaudy. You have to confess.
No doubt.
There's and painfully out of date, but that's what's great about it is that it's this time capsule.
Yeah.
Yeah, like George, you thought it was gaudy, kitschy, all of that. But had you visited there as a child in the 70s, you would have thought this is the greatest house ever.
Yeah, probably. And there was part of it, wow, this is where Elvis used to live. That part of it was really cool. But after seeing all that and then... Do they still have the setup in the basement where they show like videos of him doing karate and all that?
Yeah, that's in the
that's in that TV room, right? In the basement, the room with the three TVs.
I saw that in the museum. They had a full karate exhibit with those videos.
That is not very respectful.
Him doing karate, you have to admit, yes, is kind of funny.
It was hilarious.
He sweating, appreciated the discipline
got, like,
of karate.
Huge sweat drops on his upper lip, and he's got that Elvis look on his face. He's doing all these crazy moves.
What kind of look is he going to have
and
on his face?
He's got some sort of bogus medal that Nixon's awarding him.
Just, yeah.
That's when I started laughing.
That was funny, no doubt. They had a bunch of home videos of he and Priscilla and...
riding horses around Graceland, man.
Yeah, that swimming, all of that. I loved all those home videos. And in the family hallway, they had a bunch of old family photos going back to his grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Thought all of that was fascinating.
Yeah. Yes.
All the family tree
You're
stuff
right.
was incredible.
George is wrong.
Not kind of weird that the whole family's buried out front?
Out back.
Yes.
And
I think that's great that he's buried there. That was where he was happiest.
Yes.
And his family is there with him.
Okay, well, why don't you do the same thing? Oh, wait, you can't.
Well,
isn't
yes, he got
weird?
He got an exemption.
Because he's Elvis.
Absolutely. Of course.
He's allowed to do that. I loved the family graveyard. I thought it was great, and all the flowers and stuff people have left there. I thought that was great.
How about the whole TCB thing and the lightning bolt?
Why do you make fun of that so much?
Just see that on the tail of the plane.
Do they still have the plane open for touring?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's across the street.
Right.
So after the tour of Graceland, and my one other takeaway from touring the actual mansion, the whole thing had this undertone of sadness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because his life was so great, but also really sad.
Yeah,
no doubt.
And some of the pictures that they showed of his family and with little Lisa Marie, and it just, I knew the hell he was going through, and it just made me sad for him.
Yeah.
And he died so young.
And she was there when he died.
Yeah, and a lot
he was
of
a
the,
little kid.
A lot of the family members died young. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, just really, Lisa Marie died young. It just really, I don't know, it left me...
Is she buried back there, too?
I didn't see
so.
Her.
I think she is.
She may have been, but I didn't see her.
Because I think her son is buried out there.
Yes. He's buried.
Who Elvis. Took his own life very young.
Elvis is buried.
His mom, his dad.
The his twin is buried there.
Oh, they do have Jesse Guerin?
Yeah. But I
don't
remember.
Are you laughing at that, George? His twin died.
I'm laughing at the fact that you knew the name. That's pretty impressive.
You go back across and you see the plane and getting to go through the big plane that he took everywhere and how crazy that was with the gold belt buckles or seat belt buckles.
George,
the table, sorry, I'm laughing again.
The big long dining room table, his bed in the back. I thought, oh, that was great.
It was fantastic.
Ironically, it was only the colonel who was taking care of business, I guess, and not
Ellis was spinning a lot, but yes. And you got to see the racquetball court?
Yes, the racquetball court.
That's the last thing he did before he retired for the evening.
Play a little racquetball? Mm-hmm.
He went out and played, let's play some racquetball. It was like 3 a.m., and that's the thing. He would have his buddies that were always
hours.
On call.
Yeah.
He'd call them at 3 a.m. Let's go play racquetball.
It's 3 a.m.
I know, racquetball time. So then they went and played racquetball, and they had that piano out there where he played. That was the last thing he performed was, I think, How Great Thou Art on that piano that's sitting out there that you
y'all
can
play
see.
Another game. I'll play piano while y'all play.
Did they have the car?
I'm getting a little winded, man.
Did they have the car museum when you guys went?
Yeah,
it's
I think
called,
they did.
I didn't see it.
It's called Presley Motors, and it had his
Presley
pink,
Motors,
his pink Cadillac, all of his famous cars and limos that he drove. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen that.
He was also into motorcycles. You know, now that I've gotten into him, I went back and looked at Elvis's old motorcycle obsession.
Was that a good idea
he
to
went
have
through
him
a period,
on a motorcycle?
He wanted a motorcycle, so he bought motorcycles for all those buddies of his, and they would ride them like crazy all over the grounds of Graceland.
Yeah.
It was basically, he was basically a big grown-up kid with money.
Motorcycle time.
Let's do motorcycles. Elvis, it's 4 a.m. I know. That means motorcycles.
There were videos of that, too. One of the best things about the tour was since we got there really, really late, we had the whole place to ourselves. And I know a lot of people that tour Graceland, they're with hundreds of other people.
Right.
And it's hard to get in and out of the mansion and move around. So we basically had free run of the place, which made it, I think, extra
special. They let you try on the suits and stuff?
No, it wasn't. We didn't have that much free run.
Because I think that's in the racquetball court. They've converted it into... a place that has a lot of his outfits, his famous stage
jumpsuit
outfits
display.
That are on,
okay.
That are on like mannequins.
That's pretty wild on a Saturday though that it wasn't like packed.
Yeah, college football Saturday in the South. Probably a good time to go.
Didn't see a lot of Asians there. The Asian culture, they love Elvis.
Didn't see a lot of anybody there. It was awesome. So I give Graceland.
I'm glad you went.
Triple thumbs up.
It's awesome. Great. I'm so glad you took a trip to White Trash Mecca.
It's the funniest place in Tennessee.
No, that's not the way they promote it.
And footnote audio for you. So we get back to the hotel, and we get in the elevator. And if you've listened to Bob on either Bad Radio over the years or The Hardline, Bob has taken a lot of trips with John as well. And John is our friend who can fart on command.
Why are you talking
Never
about
Never heard
this?
Of such a thing. That's crazy.
So he said to me, if we get in an elevator and we've got an older couple there or some young girls or something, he goes, I'll give you the high sign and you start rolling. So that night we get in the elevator to go up to the room and to the rooms. And he looks at me and gives me the nod. So I pull out my phone because in the elevator, it's him, me, and an older couple, OU fans. I think they probably were in their 70s. And here's what it sounded like.
You guys going to 8?
7.
That's actually going to 10.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry, guys. Sorry about that. Okay.
Sorry, I'll take it out with me. Sorry. See you tomorrow, Greg.
Okay, see ya. I'm sorry he left us with that.
Solid and deadly a long time.
Did it miss you?
No, he's 10.
Oh, you're 10. Okay. You got us on.
Y'all good evening.
Okay.
You too. Thanks, sir.
That is so.
Muted trumpet.
Yeah. And then the old man goes, that happens.
It happens.
It happens in here.
Yeah, it happens to him a lot.
And John, he's got the routine down. He farts. And then I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Very terribly sorry.
And then he said, I'll take it out with me as he's getting off the elevator.
I am so sorry and then about that your
leaves,
elevator.
That leaves me in there with them.
So awkward.
Yeah, I love the silence, too, afterwards as y'all are going up those next three or four stories and just silence.
And I apologize. I said, I'm sorry he left that with us. And it's amazing. It's really amazing.
They're never not funny.
Really, really funny.